question was asked, what was Hashem accomplishing with the 10 plagues? So in next week's parasha, it's going to say, Leman tisaper levincha uven bincha et asher hitalalti v'mitzrayim. Part of our responsibility in telling our children is how Hashem, so to speak, toyed with the Egyptians. When the Egyptians said, who is Hashem? Why should we listen to him? So Hashem said, oh, you don't know who I am? Okay, I'll show you who I am. Many things are accomplished with the 10 plagues. One thing is, we're supposed to tell our descendants. The second thing is, it's part of the revelation of the Ribbon Shalom in the world. That the metropolis, the great capital of paganism and sorcery and sleight of hand, all those different things was in Egypt. And if they came out and said, Etzve Elokimi, so then that's a wake-up call to the world. There is an Elohim, Hashem's involved.
Nobody got the hint.
Who said nobody got the hint? What do they say in the sea? Bayomer Mitzrayim, Anusa Mipnei Yisrael, Ki Hashem Nilcham Nehem B'Mitzrayim. You see, they understood there's a concept of Hashem. You see, at the end of the story, everyone knew there was an Hashem. Another thing that the 10 plagues accomplish is that they teach Am Yisrael that they're a separate nation. Another thing that the 10 plagues accomplish is that they teach Am Yisrael, the Egyptians and the world, that Hashem is controlling everything. The plagues purposely went from controlling the solids, to the liquids, to the gases, to the air, to the evolvement of things, to animals, to humans, to life, to death. The point was, when you walk away, you'll have seen that Hashem controls everything. So everyone walked away from the 10 plagues with a recognition that the Ifla Hashem, Hashem separated between Am Yisrael and the Egyptians, were a separate nation. Everyone walked away with an understanding that Hashem runs the world. Yes?
But you see, the Balak tried to curse us, the Balak tried to cause problems. You had Amalek, you had Korach, you had the spies, you had the Chet Egel. Right, it does seem that way, but almost immediately after, in the span of history, even the Jews didn't remember. They started worshipping an idol.
How do you know they didn't remember?
Well, it's one of the commandments, right? To worship an idol.
Okay, so that deserves a broad discussion. Why they were able to worship idols. But when they served the eagle, they said, Eile Elohecha Yisrael, Asher He'elucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. They didn't forget the Exodus. They said, this is God. Oh, this is the God that took us out of Egypt. So there's a question how they could say that. But they didn't forget the Exodus. They had to fit this into the Exodus somehow. So that deserves its own discussion.
I'm saying the point of the Exodus, that God is one, that there's no one but Him.
I didn't say that.
But so that wasn't the point of it.
I didn't say that Hashem was one. I said that Hashem controls everything else. That Hashem was one was Ma'amad Har Sinai. The Ten Commandments was to show that Hashem controls all these different things.
That was how in the beginning how they started worshiping idols, right? They said, worship the moon because the moon's a servant of God.
Okay.
So it was right back into the...
How they evolved is another question. How the Jews evolved back to idol worship. But I don't think we find any place that they forgot what Hashem did in Mitzrayim. On this point, there's something else.
Kind of on this point.
Okay.